Welcome to Crackers and Milk. This is your host, David. I want to thank you for joining me on another Dave's Den of Discourse. Thank you so much for listening to the last couple. I'm grateful for the chance to do these every week. They help me out so much, and I hope they are helping you out. So thank you once again for joining and listening. I love watching documentaries. My favorite docs are about American history. I love this country and the history behind it. The flawed problems we have had and still have today make this country wonderful. If you compare our country's history to a single individual person's history, there won't be too much of a difference. Our country is as flawed as a single person is flawed, and that's the beauty. The duality of people. The duality of this country. I'm grateful for it. You could see it. You can see the contrast. That means you need to remain humble and see this and see the differences and be okay with them. Ken Burns recently released a documentary about the Vietnam War. This doc has great insight to this war and what was going on in this country at the time of the war. Here is the brief summary of the 10-episode series. In an immersive 360-degree narrative, Ken Burns and Lynn Novick tell the epic story of the Vietnam War as it has never before been told on film. The Vietnam War features testimony from nearly 80 witnesses, including many Americans who fought in the war and others who opposed it, as well as Vietnamese combatants and civilians from both the winning and losing sides. 6 years into the making, the series brings the war and the chaotic epic in encompassed viscerally to life. Written by Jeffrey Ward, produced by Sarah Bustin, Novick, and Burns, it includes rarely seen digitally remastered archival footage from sources around the globe, photographs taken by some of the most celebrated photojournalists of the 20th century, historic television broadcasts, evocative home movies, revelatory audio recordings from inside the Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon administrations, and more than 100 iconic musical recordings by many of the greatest artists of the era. This documentary is fascinating, and Ken Burns does a great job. I recommend anybody to watch this. It's on PBS. Go to the PBS.org. Go and watch it for free. You don't have to buy it, anything. It's a great documentary about a very pivotal time in our country's history. In this 10-part series, the first episode, they open up the scenery. They lay the whole thing down of how we got into it, why we stayed, and just a brief summary of it. After they set the scene for the whole war, they had a North Vietnamese soldier interview. He said, "It has been 40 years. Even the Vietnamese veterans, we avoid talking about the war. People sing about victory, about liberation. They're wrong. Who won and who lost is not a question. In war, no one wins or loses. There is only destruction. Only those who have never fought like to argue about who won or lost. Who won?" Man, such a strong quote from this person. The thing that sticks out to me the most is him saying, "There is only destruction in war." That just sticks out so much because of what we are seeing today. It seems in our country, in our society, that we are warring against each other. We have two political parties that are warring against each other. We have businesses that are warring against each other. We have cultures that are warring against each other. We have races that are warring against each other. Everybody's trying to get their plot of land. Everybody's fighting. They're attacking. Then the other part is counterattacking. They're saying this. They're saying that. Everything seems to be a fight. And as a peacemaker, it doesn't sit well with me. There was a time where I went looking for an argument. I went looking for this warfare. I never found that war. I never found that argument. But one day, that argument came to me. It was tough because the people that I was talking to, they kept baiting me. They kept saying those things that are trigger words that you jump at and try and argue about it. And then, you know, if somebody does that, they'll argue about this, then they'll switch the subject and go to something else. And you never win. You just never win. I don't remember what I said, but I was civil. And I did not take the bait. When I left, we left on good terms. But as I have gotten older, I have reflected on this experience and recognized, as I have grown, when people are baiting me. And a lot of times my reaction now is I give them a smile and try and be respectful as much as I could, or as much as I can. It reminds me of You've Got Mail. There's this scene where Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks are emailing each other back and forth. And Tom Hanks sends this email to Meg Ryan. Do you ever feel you become the worst version of yourself? That a Pandora's box of all the secret, hateful parts, your arrogance, your spite, your condescension has sprung open? Someone provokes you, and instead of smiling and moving on, you zing them. Hello, it is Mr. Nasty. I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about. Meg Ryan responds, no, I know what you mean. I am completely jealous. What happens to me when I am provoked, I get tongue-tied, my mind goes blank, then I spend all night tossing and turning, trying to figure out what I should have said. What should I have said, for example, to a bottom dweller who recently belittled my existence? Nothing. Even now, days later, I can't figure it out. Here's his response to her. Tom says this. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could pass all my zingers to you and I would never behave badly and you could behave badly all the time and we both would be happy? But on the other hand, I must warn you that when you finally have the pleasure of saying the thing you mean to say the moment you mean to say it, remorse inevitably follows. There have been times in my life where I did fall for the bait. And I said some things that I shouldn't have said or been rude to someone that I shouldn't have been rude to. At the moment, I don't feel bad. But just like what this movie says, the scriptwriter says, is remorse always happens. Remorse. And remorse has always come in when I've said some pretty nasty things or pretty bad things at times. And you know, some people may not think that I've said nasty things, but it doesn't matter what they think. It's what I think is nasty and what I have done. I've tried to be respectful and shown care and have shown people that I care about them. So when someone tries to bait me and somebody tries to start an argument with me, a lot of times now, because I've culture, I've practiced this, I've smiled and just listen to their side and be like, well, yeah, I could see that. And then been respectful and ask questions and pose the other side of this argument. And that's all I would do. And it's helped me. It's helped me gain friends and be okay with everybody, a lot of people's point of views, not everybody's, but a lot of people. I can respect it. I may not ever agree with it, but I'll respect it. And I'm just grateful for these opportunities in my life. And I'm wondering if you guys have had somebody bring this up or baited you, and instead of falling for the bait, you were able to listen to their opinion and be respectful of it, and you came out with a different perspective or a broader perspective of this topic or whatever topic it was of. I'm wondering if you know that, if you have an experience that way. If you do, add a comment, talk about it, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much, and I'm grateful to share this with you. I hope that you have learned and grown and progressed out of this so that you can become a better person. Thank you so much, and please always remember, make those good choices. Make those good choices.